This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is more of a treatment than a lubricant. It is more of a addition to your weapon than a solvent. This is something that takes your weapon and makes it more combat effective. And it makes it smell like a York peppermint patty as well. Check them out, froglube.com. In America, if you are a young lady and you decide to get married and your parents disapprove of your boyfriend, you're probably going to marry him anyway. In Afghanistan, however, it happens a little differently. And this can, you know, Afghanistan may be a little more primitive than most, but I mean, some of the underlying things are about the same. Let's see. Your parents will force you into an arranged marriage. They're going to sell you for something like 30 goats and maybe some cows if you look really sexy in your burqa. If you instead elope with your boyfriend, your family will hunt you down and to try and kill you. If you go to the police for help, the police will arrest you for adultery. When the mob comes, and it will, to the police station to demand your release, the police will hand you over to them. Your family members will execute you for having shamed them since they received all these lovely goats and you refused to let a strange man rape you. This past weekend, an armed mob that included relatives of a young woman who had eloped with her lover stormed a police station holding the couple in western Afghanistan, and then dragged the lovers off and killed them, according to officials and witnesses. The woman, Fatiha, 18, was described as having been married against her will and eloping instead with a young man. But on Saturday, the police caught and arrested the couple on suspicion of adultery. Salam Khan, 22, a witness from Fatiha's village, Saripul, said he saw what had happened to the couple after the police surrendered them. Some of Fatiha's relatives or cousins were beating her with their fists and saying, "Why did you do this?" Then her older brother got angry and shot her with a hunting rifle, and her younger brother shot her with an AK-47. It is common in many parts of rural Afghanistan for fathers to marry off their daughters without the daughter's consent, even though both Afghan civil law and Islamic Sharia law require such consent. The authorities, however, often side with the families, and honor killings in cases where the girl refuses the marriage are common, although rarely publicized. This case came to attention because of the notoriety surrounding it and what Ms. Nuristani said was a high bride price paid to a girl's father, reportedly 30 goats and 7 cows. As of Monday, in the Nuristan case, no one has been charged or arrested in the fatal shootings of the couple. The article went on to say that this occurred in an area under government control that also had Taliban sympathies. Truth is, the entirety of Afghanistan is now under government control, complete with Taliban sympathies, if you know what I mean. And this is what the people of Afghanistan are. This is not the exception. This is the rule. It's just like the recent story about a Pakistani mom who burned her daughter to death at her daughter's wedding reception. This culture is a savage, brutal, inhuman one. So, a question for discussion here could be the following. Number one, why are American soldiers still fighting and dying for Afghanistan? Number two, why is America still admitting Afghan refugees who practice an evil 7th century culture where the murder of family members is celebrated? Take this and superimpose this on American life. I dare you. You know, I'm almost certain that I have dated young ladies and their parents hated me. I never have had a woman sold to me for goats. I don't even look at goats as currency, to be honest with you. Think whichever church you go to, the Baptist one or the Methodist one or whichever one. Think about that. Think about that church. And think about that church where you and your family members get together and you find out one of the cousins went off and ran off and got married to a guy. And now we're all going to go hunt her down and kill her and the guy. Or maybe the local authorities have arrested them and they're just holding them to give them to us. And we're going to go to the cousin or the daughter or the sister in this family, and we're going to kill her. We're going to kill our own blood because she has dishonored us so severely that we simply cannot live with this. So we're just going to murder her. And the Nuristan, you know, just being shot, I mean, that's relatively humane for what the Afghans and the Sharia law people do. I mean, they have one little novel approach where they will bury you up to your chest, right? And then cover your head with a white pillowcase sort of thing. And then they're going to throw, when I say they're throwing stones, I want you to think softball-sized rocks. They're going to be throwing these at you until the pillowcase is red. And then if you're still alive, well, they'll just start all over again until you're dead. And we have people in these United States who are getting out here and they're saying, this is about a religious bias. This is what they are. This is like saying, I'm going to take a hyena into the house as my pet. Yeah. So, why is there any discussion about this? I have long held that we should just let them fight it out. We've been over there. We have fought for them. We have died for them. They don't care. All they want to do is kill each other and kill themselves. They can't wait to get the 72 virgins. So let's let them. Because the biggest killer of Muslims are Muslims. We could go into history and start talking about some other stuff, but I think you get my drift here. We're not talking about somebody coming over here and just, you know, bringing, it's not like having the Ruritan Club come to the United States, I'll tell you that. We're going to be right back. When we get back, we're going to talk about Obama's time in office. This is Lock and Load.
there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc., an AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is something I've been using for the past 5 years. I use three of their products I use. When I only have their solvent and their lubricant and their paste, I use those three. Although now I'm using their CLP, which takes the place of the solvent and the lubricant. Still use the paste. This is something that adapts to the environment. If you're in a cool environment, this stuff will congeal up. It'll look almost tacky. It'll look revolting. But then when you pull the trigger, you're going to get a very smooth liquefying of the product, and it's just going to go where it needs to go. Check them out at froglube.com. Now, former President Obama failed at transforming America, but he did transform the Democratic Party. And this is why we're witnessing this unprecedented all-out war against this new president. Since Trump's inauguration, the headlines are all about the left forcing Democratic Party politicians to adopt their strategy of resist, claiming Trump is a threat to the country. And you can believe your eyes. You've got the women in the pink naughty bit hats led by a jihadi supporting Muslim in a hijab. And you've got the youths in the black masks attacking Trump supporters with clubs. They are precisely what they look like. They are ideologues and extremists. Where did these guys come from? Well, from the moment he entered the Oval Office, Obama staffed up a left-wing DOJ, EPA, Department of Education, and began to target blacks, conservationists, and millennials with his left-wing divisive messages. Enormous sums of money were lavished on radical groups and agendas. As Paul Sperry tells us in an important New York Post article, Obama's private foundation, Organizing for Action, directly churned out community organizers by the tens of thousands. When Obama said he was heartened by anti-Trump protests, he was sending a message of approval to his troops. Troops. He has an army of agitators, numbering more than 30,000, who will fight his Republican successor at every turn of his historic presidency. And Obama will probably command them from a bunker less than 2 miles from the White House. Significantly, Obama handed his famous state-of-the-art election campaign the date of the staff's fundraising to Organizing for Action, not to the Democratic Party. 8 years later, the Democratic Party is decimated at every level of government, and they are being overrun by professional agitators. From the moment he took office, his efforts were much bigger than the OFA's direct training. According to Hans von Spakowski and Christian Adams, two attorneys who previously worked in the Civil Rights Division, every single one of the hundreds of lawyers hired during the Obama administration, every single one was a left-wing activist. The Obama Justice Department, they wrote, has assembled a law firm of hundreds of fringe leftists to enforce a brave new vision of civil rights law. That means Sessions needs to go in there and clean house. Through the DOJ, he instituted a shakedown system eerily reminiscent of the ACORN Muscle for Money program that he was part of in Chicago. But as president, he could do it to the tune of $500 million. Yeah. From Kimberly Strassel, the Justice Department prosecutes cases against supposed corporate bad actors. These companies agree to settlements that include financial penalties. Then Justice mandates that at least some of that penalty money be paid in the form of donations to nonprofits that supposedly aid consumers and bolster neighborhoods. Like the National Council of La Raza, the National Urban League, the National Community Reinvestment Coalition, NeighborWorks America, which awards grants to left-leaning community organization groups, and has been compared with ACORN. This is a lot of money going to some very dangerous people. That kicked off with the $13 billion J.P. Morgan had to pay. That changed with Citigroup and Bank of America, which outright required $150 million in donations. The Bank of America agreement contains a provision that potentially tees up nonprofit groups for another $490 million. To further induce companies to go the donation route, they considered these handouts to be worth double credit against penalty obligations. So a $500,000 donation by Bank of America to La Raza takes at least $1 million off the company's bill. So did you ever wonder what happened to make our millennials so authoritarian with the campus culture suddenly against freedom of religion and thought and speech? How did all that happen? That was your president at work. He used the federal purse title to unleash feminist and black radicals on college campuses across America, insisting our colleges were hotbeds of racism and rape. The DOJ's Civil Rights Division forced campuses to staff up with full-time with Title IX enforcers or face prosecution. We get this from AEI in her essay. The dean of sexual assault, Ms. Williams, documents how she went from being the dean of students for several decades to being forced into the dean of sexual assault because of misguided pressure from the Office of Civil Rights and the Obama administration. They've got 150 like that at Berkeley in their Division of Equity and Inclusion with a budget of $20 million. Departments like this across the country provide jobs for radicals and train more radicals. 8 years under Obama of training in white privilege and guilt, and you have a generation of politically correct millennials who police themselves and each other through hive mind thinking and bullying. Young people are also the target of a program called White House Champion of Change, which Obama used, for example, to push the cause of campus rape and promote a jihadi activist in America. Then there was the radicalization of the black community. They were the prime instrument of the DOJ and Obama's purposeful stroking of racial fear and hate for political gain. Instead of getting jobs, he lectured the country about America's historic guilt and the injustice of rich people having more money than poor people. And it just goes on and on. Trump was elected by America's salt of the earth, heartland, and common sense working class. And that's who we're supposed to think are the Hitlerites. So, okay. Agitator-in-Chief, I hope you enjoy your well-earned retirement. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Education has to be boring. Say it again. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Defending You After You Defend Yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yes, it does. And you should check it out. froglube.com. Dr. John, look up and see my message. Oh, gosh. Anyway. Oh, yeah, somebody's in there. The time difference, the lapse and everything, I understand. I get it. Coming out of California with a K, the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, surprise, has overturned a lower court decision that would have struck down a 10-day waiting period for certain firearm purchases. The lower court decision would have allowed existing gun owners and people with concealed weapons permits to immediately take possession of a lawfully purchased firearm. Let me explain what I'm saying here. In California, they have this 10-day waiting period, right? And what they say is that you need those 10 days to cool off. So if I go and buy a gun, it is immediately thought by the government, not necessarily by the gun seller, but by the government, that I've come to buy a gun, and right after I buy the gun, I'm going to go commit the crime of passion. Except that's not a crime of passion. That's premeditated. Nobody goes to the gun shop with the... Nobody is going to commit a crime of passion going to a gun shop and buying a gun, period, even if they get it handed to them right over them. And now, what they tried to do was they tried to say, well, what if you already own guns and have possession of other guns? Why would you not be able to get your new gun? Because you already have guns. If you're going to go, you know, if you're going to go rogue and go shoot somebody, you already have a gun to do it. So you don't need to worry about cooling off. So this judgment is yet another chapter in an ongoing battle between the pro-gun Californians, which there are 9 million of them, and their anti-gun elected officials. And the 10-day waiting period issue began with Sylvester versus Harris, a case litigated in 2014 by the Cal Guns Foundation in the U.S. District Court. The court agreed that the waiting period violated the Second Amendment rights of individuals who successfully passed the standard background check and who are in lawful possession of an additional firearm, possess a certificate of eligibility, or have a concealed carry weapons permit. And think about this. You've just gone through a background check, a very exhaustive one, with the California gun dealer. And you still got to wait 10 days after you pass it. U.S. District Judge Anthony Ishii said in his 2014 ruling that the state's goal of implementing a cooling-off period to prevent impulsive acts of violence will not deter those who already own a gun. Thank God, common sense. Out of California with a K. But Ninth Circuit Judge Mary Schroeder contradicted Ishii by saying someone who already owns a hunting rifle may want a larger capacity weapon that will do more damage when fired into a crowd. Now, this is logic being applied. Their version of California with a K logic. So, let me think about this. I am a hunter. And I have a deer rifle. Maybe it's probably a bolt gun. And it holds 8 rounds. And it fires a projectile that will kill a deer at however far away that I can hit it from with my high-powered scope. But something in me snaps. And instead of me snapping and saying, well, I'm going to take my deer rifle and go out and kill as many people as I can before I get killed, I decide that I want to buy a bigger gun, which has, in California, only a 10-round capacity is allowed in California for anything. So I want a 10-round gun, and I'm going to buy it, and I probably am going to go rush up and, you know, I'm going to take it, I'm going to load it, I'm going to admire it for a minute, then I'm going to start shooting into a crowd. That's the hypothesis that they're operating under right here. So Schroeder said a 10-day cooling-off period would serve to discourage such conduct and would impose no serious burden on the core Second Amendment right of defense of the home, which is not what the Second Amendment is. That is not what the Second Amendment is. So yesterday, attorneys for the Cal Guns Foundation, the Second Amendment Foundation, and two individual plaintiffs filed a petition with the Ninth Circuit Court seeking an in-bank review, which apparently everything the Ninth Circuit has to be reviewed in-bank. And it maintains that the California waiting period laws violate the Second Amendment, which is just plain common sense. Yes, they do. So they, in December, they bizarrely ruled that even a person legally carrying a concealed handgun as he buys another gun at retail needs to cool off for another 10 days before exercising his Second Amendment rights to take possession of a gun that he's passed a background check to buy. So if you walk in carrying a gun, let's see, I've got this gun today. Now, this is my black gun. My black gun. And I don't like to shoot people on Tuesdays with my black gun. I've come here to buy a blue gun. I would like to buy a blue gun. Now, listen, I haven't shot anybody yet, and I'm still lawful. So, since I have this gun, and I don't, you know, I could make myself shoot somebody on Tuesdays with a black gun if I want to, but I want to do it with a blue gun, so can I buy my blue gun and be on my way? No. I've got to go cool off. How did you guys know I don't like to shoot people on Tuesday with my black gun? I'm sure that's exactly how that's going to work. The Ninth Circuit are just making this stuff up as they go. And it's going into absurdity. With Jeffrey Dahmer, when that last one got away from him, and he was running up the street naked, covered in salad dressing, as he was about to be consumed by Jeffrey Dahmer, before he had his head drilled and had acid stuck into it. The cops did not get out there when they finally caught him and look at Jeffrey Dahmer and say, well, you're free to go because we didn't see you actually trying to do this. They did it based upon a reasonable assumption, probable cause, something like that. But it was there in front of them. But without that, they would not have done that. Now, getting out there and telling a person that's carrying a gun, well, I think you need to cool off. What? That doesn't stop anybody. Elliot Rodgers, when he did his little thing in Isla Vista, whatever they call it, he bought 3 handguns. He waited 10 days for each one, and he waited 30 days in between buying them because you have to do by California law. 41 10-round magazines. He worked within it, and then he struck. And he had cops intervening. And they said, well, listen, are you a bad boy? And he said, no. And they said, okay. And now you have this ruling. Just out and out stupidity. It just makes me wonder which country they come from. I know which country I come from, but which country do they come from? When we get back, we're going to talk about this upcoming fight over Gorsuch. I'm glad the Republicans are in power, or I'm glad Trump is in power. But we're going to look at their track record when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yes, indeed. It obviously does just work. Now then, a great deal of political capital was invested in saying that the Republicans had to be in charge of everything in order to pick a Supreme Court justice. Now, Republican judgment gave us Warren Burger, who declared the individual rights interpretation on the Second Amendment a fraud, and David Souter, who voted with the gun grabbers in the Heller case. See, most of this Episcopal social justice issue is mirrored in Catholic circles. Scalia was a staunch Catholic, and you know, when you try to find out if progressive religious affiliations may influence Supreme Court nominee Gorsuch's legal opinions, you know, you might get asked, hey, do you want to dig up Scalia? And I might be persuaded to do that if the purpose was a full and open autopsy, as for finding out what his understanding of the founding intent was before endorsing his confirmation. Of course, I would have. I think a lot of gun owner advocates would love to have found out what kinds of limitations he'd have viewed as consistent and shall not be infringed. This, by the way, coming from the desk of David Kodria. Now, somebody else has gotten out there and asserted that all Gorsuch would need to do is lie, and that would render moot any questions or answers he might give. And all those lies would take place in a Senate Judiciary Committee that is under oath. So it's curious that a supposed defender of the right to keep and bear arms is so intent on giving a pass to someone he suspects capable of perjury. Basically, those objecting to asking Gorsuch some straightforward questions and expecting unequivocal answers are saying nominees should be exempt from serious scrutiny when it comes to rights. We should just shut up and trust our leaders. We'll make sure we have the best man for the job. This was the exact reasoning that Lindsey Graham used when he was confirming everybody, got out there and said, well, he won the election. So let's look at William J. Brennan Jr. and Earl Warren, both recess appointments by Dwight D. Eisenhower, both nominated for political reasons. Eisenhower once called the nominations his two biggest mistakes. Brennan was approved with only McCarthy voting against him, and Warren was unanimously confirmed, and both proved friends to the left. Then, supposedly, conservative Warren Burger, a Nixon appointee, was also overwhelmingly approved, 74-3, with one answering present and 22 not voting. By the way, Nixon also wanted to ban handguns, so... That's all I got to say about that. Second Amendment has been the subject of one of the greatest pieces of fraud. I repeat the word fraud on the American public, Warren Burger said in a 1991 interview on the McNeil-Lehr NewsHour. Burger has said often that the right to bear arms belongs to the states, and he has attacked the NRA for fostering the opposite view. Which brings us to David Satter, appointed by NRA life member George H.W. Bush until he quit in a public huff after Wayne LaPierre called federal agents who enforce citizen disarmament edicts jack-booted thugs, which was actually, he just repeated what John Dingell said, who was a Democrat at the time. Satter had the strong support of Bush's White House Chief of Staff, John Sununu, who would assure his fellow conservatives that Satter would be a home run for their team. So he was confirmed 90-9 with all nay votes coming from Democrats. How closely was he grilled on guns? Senator Simpson, well, I have just a few minutes left, and I had a great temptation to ask about an issue, but since I've been railing about that most of the day, I can't really do much of that, but I will. That is the issue. Here's the kind of tough stuff I would love to get into, but I think you can see that 1 year with one nominee, we will want to ask a lot of specific questions, and 1 year with another, we won't ask any. And we've all done that, so I could bring out the quote, seeing my friend from Massachusetts, but how about gun control? See, there is one for you. There's a sign in Massachusetts on the border that says if you have a gun in your possession, it's a $100 fine. In Wyoming, you carry a gun in the gun rack of your pickup truck. That's a pretty big difference in the United States, and that is the kind of thing that you're going to be dealing with. And we fiercely defend the right to keep and bear arms, and my friend from Massachusetts has even an ever more intimate and personal reason why it is deeper than anything any of us have ever been hit on that one. Talk about crazies with arms versus the legitimate citizen with his arms. So there's one for you. I guess I'm not going to worry about you at all. I have read, and my president appointed you, and I think you're going to be a splendid, splendid judge. Can't wait to see you get on there with some of these others, get into some discussion. I wish we could record those. But the thing that is most critical and most important and the most exciting is that you are a listener. You're a listener, and that is a key. That is very key. I would have very great difficulty voting for a politician who was not a listener or a judge if I had the opportunity. The chairman said, I think you would have a great difficulty finding a politician who was a listener. And Senator Simpson said, that's right, finding one would be the tough part. Judge Satter, that's why Senator Rudman and I have always gotten along so well. Laughter followed, of course. I guess I'm not going to worry about you at all. My president appointed you, and I think you're going to be a splendid, splendid judge. Was there a question in that line, or was there an answer in there? So, should we have worried? Was Satter splendid? Here's what he did on Heller. Right to gun ownership is collective, not individual. In retrospect, Sununu was right about the home run, wrong about the team. Then there's just John Roberts, once praised by Republicans as the great conservative hope, confirmed 78-22, with all the nays coming from Democrats. He voted the right way on Heller and McDonald. Not only has this court avoided new Second Amendment cases, his inexplicable forehead slapper of a ruling on Obamacare enables a threat to the right to keep and bear arms. Right to keep and bear arms. And gun owners have since 2009 pointed out that the federal health database created by Section 13001 of the stimulus bill and put in place by Obamacare will allow the federal government to troll private health records. looking for people with ADHD, PTSD, and similar type maladies. So when it comes to appointing these cats, it's good that, you know, Merrick Garland was a non-starter. He was a no from the get-go. And it's good that we don't have to be concerned with that, but at the same time, we really don't know what we're going to get when this happens. We don't know what they're going to do when they're put in place. And that's the thing we got to be concerned with. So, the we'll see what we get out of this when it all comes down. And it's going to be a fight. And I think overall it's going to be good for the country. But, you know, hopefully this guy is like Scalia. Hopefully he reacts the way Scalia reacts. He goes the route of the original content, the intent of the Constitution, because that's what it is. It's not meant to be a living, breathing document. It's something much more than that. While I'm thinking about this, last night when I got so railed up about what I was talking about, I didn't even talk my way out, and I apologize for that Bush League error, so let me do it the right way, because we're going to be back in about 21 hours. Tomorrow night it's going to be The World According to Second Call Defense with Sean Maloney. Between now and then, I want you to remember this very carefully. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.